You really had a meteoric rise over 15 years, I guess.
Yes.
And the, I mean, what were the, as you look back, what were the principal challenges in challenges that you experienced doing that?
Well, I think that, my feeling was that for whatever the reason, I ran a very productive and highly, and the output was very high from a relatively small organization. And so that we accomplished a great deal with very little. I think that was the hallmark of what we did. And because of that, because we were able to commercialize these processes, build up credibility and faith, I think people felt that we could accomplish something, do something. So it was in managing and leading those people to successful processes that gained me some notoriety or attention. It's really what it got you attention at the very senior levels. Back at the Oxenring process, just to show you the kind of thinking that went on and people that are afraid to take risk. The other thing was I had a good risk orientation, which fitted with Bob Anderson. I'll tell you stories about some failures that I've had, which Anderson never criticized a failure. He just would say, let's put it behind us and get on with it. But to show you that the people who are averse to the risk of failure, back when we invented the Oxenring process,